least that's what you remember from that area, so.
I drew Alfred here for Kiwanis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Perfect.
Very cool.
Just
rifle text?
Yeah.
Sign you?
I probably was right on.
Well, there's muzzle or Kiwanis hunts too, so, yeah.
Then we got to what?
Yeah, Miss Tracy. Holly wants to introduce her. One of our first things we do. Is that okay?
I guess.
Kiwanis is a great area.
Or after the, somewhere towards the front, introduce her.
I beat that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go wrong there.
Wherever you wanna put it in, eh?
Like Stu can hunt right off the back fence.
Put it right before our agenda.
Okay.
It's almost on the, it's not quite on the game line.
Well, it's still city limits.
I know, yeah.
Gowlin?
Yeah.
Idaho.
Gowlin?
Gowlin, G-O-W-E-N, Gowlin Field.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Am I supposed to?
No.
I never heard of it either.
It's, I think it's a military firing range.
Oh, well, there's ranges all over.
Yeah.
Pretty much inside city limits, outside city limits, ranges everywhere.
You guys send me to Gowlin Field, I'll take the hint. It's a firing place.
Well, that's where the Oregon Guard went to Yakima, got burned out of Yakima. They were coming back to Baker, and they got diverted to Gowlin, Idaho.
What?
So I...
Not know that.
Fires around here are getting scary.
Yeah.
What updates do you get? How do you get your fire updates?
From a friend at the dispatch center.
Dang it. Bakers.
But the best information is the Oregon Department of Forestry Fire Blog.
Fire Blog, okay.
Okay, we're gonna call to order the City of Pines City Council work session Wednesday, July 25th at exactly 6 p.m. Establish a forum.
Stu Martinez present.
Connie Bruce present.
Don Greiner present.
Craig Heaton present.
Okay, we have a full council tonight. Pledge of Allegiance. Hello, Tracy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As you see, our city manager's not here tonight. He's home with strep throat, I guess. We talked to him yesterday, and it was coming on, you could tell. And Holly, you want to introduce our new...
Sure. Everyone, this is Tracy Reed. She is our new administrative assistant.
Welcome!
No candles to blow out, or... Okay, added agenda items.
Staff does not have any added agenda items.
Okay, I'd like to add one. If it's okay, let's talk about an executive session in the near future. We'll talk about that when the time comes. Any objections to that?
No.
Okay. Public comments. Mr. Harper, Colleen, anything?
City looks wonderful.
Okay, great.
Roadwork looks wonderful.
Okay,
now
we want to try Ryan again?
Yeah.
And you'll move him up there. Ryan is supposedly getting on a plane tonight, so his item's number 8. So we'll try to start that first. Or he might already be on a plane. I don't know. He's a traveling little guy lately. But not a little fine.
This is Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, we're here.
Okay.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Great.
Wonderful. Hot and dusty.
I am.
Okay, we're putting you first.
I've heard that there is.
I think you're at an airport or something.
In Central Oregon, and I'm waiting at the airport right now. She just got through security to come back to it. I don't know if I'm excited or. I'm excited to be back home. I don't know if I'm excited for the smoke.
Yeah, we got a lot of other voices in there.
Can you hear us?
I do.
Now you're good.
Okay,
let's go on to number 8, discussion of city economic development incentive program. You want to start and lead us through that one?
Sure, I'm happy to. So Corey and I prepared an example of that language that you would see to vote on, and wanted to make sure we put it in front of you at a work session to talk through it. If last time we talked, we had the conversation of, yes, this is something we want to explore, let's work with legal, let's work with the SLED board and find some language that's appropriate, and kind of that dollar figure that we think is appropriate. So for this particular agreement, we have two things that will be in front of you when you have to vote on them at a regular business session. And one of those is going to be a resolution to establish the loan program, and that's something that our legal team has said is fairly simple and they're working on, and we're trying to make sure that we're pushing them with Jeremy out of town. And then the second piece that was included in the packet and was included in staff comment, staff memo, is the loan agreement that we would that you would have the opportunity to vote on after the resolution if it passed for Legend Cider Company. The high level of that one is that the city would agree to loan Legend Cider $5,600 in exchange for them creating 5 jobs that pay at least 125% of Lapine's per capita income, and they could use those funds on real property improvements in their facility. We came up with that number after working with Vic and some of the other community partners to say, okay, what's the right number to get the job, to get the improvements done on the space? And they have 12 months to create those jobs and then have to maintain those jobs for 12 additional months. And if they are in compliance with that, then the city, in accordance with that document, would forgive the loan to Legend Cider Company. If they don't, there is legal language that entitles the city to get that money back at a prorated basis based on the number of jobs they have failed to create or maintain at an 8% rate, which seems to be pretty standard based on the language that we've seen. So that's the rundown of how we've gotten here. Don't know how much everyone's got a chance to look at it. Happy to answer questions, happy to talk through more specific points, but wanted to kind of tee up that conversation there.
Okay, let's go around the table. Okay, Craig, you want to start, ask anything about it?
No, I had a chance to read through it, and I'll listen to other comments from council.
I have no comment on it.
Connie?
I think it looks great. I'm excited about moving forward with one of these.
Thank you.
I guess my only question, or the 8%, you said that was pretty common, Ryan?
That's a number that we've come up with just because I went and talked with the other EDCO managers in the communities in Central Oregon, and 8% seems to be par for the course, seems to be pretty standard for what they are using for their loan agreement. Everything is subject to the council's approval, and so if you want a different number, I have no reason to say that we shouldn't explore another number, but that 8% came from looking at what the other communities are doing and trying to match that.
Okay, I was just hoping we were on the same playing field as the other communities in Central Oregon since we're doing the same program.
Absolutely, and I think that's the purpose, and we've talked about it at SLED Board some, and this is one of the things that we talked about the first time I brought it up to the council, is that we said, hey, we want to see the performance, and we want to make sure that happens, and we hope that we never actually have to collect that money back, but if we do, we just want to make sure that there's some safeguards in place.
So you say other communities, you mean Redmond, Bend, Sisters, who else?
Redmond, Bend, and Sisters are the ones that use a forgivable loan program.
Okay.
Madras does not use a forgivable loan program because their industrial park is in an urban renewal zone, so they're allowed to use TIF dollars for projects, so they can help with some of these improvements that we would be using, like Sisters, Redmond, Bend, if Lapine chooses to move forward, the things that we would use for our improvements, they use through urban renewal dollars. And then Prineville doesn't have a specific program, but Kirk County has some things that are helping in that process.
Okay, so if then a business in our urban renewal, this wouldn't apply then?
It would be an option. The council, I guess, could choose to apply it if they wish, but if it was in urban renewal, that's just a different pot of money that could be drawn, and those dollars could apply because it's in the urban renewal zone, so it would be subject to those urban renewal requirements.
Okay. Would they be able to draw from both?
That's our intention right now. Largely, that's not the intention, I guess I should say, but the way it would be structured right now, if the industrial park was brought into the urban renewal zone, then they could, but there's the opportunity for council to amend the resolution or amend the urban renewal zone to not allow that if that's what you wish to do.
Okay,
that's none of that's in the legal language though. That's something we'd have to decide later.
Correct.
Okay, anybody else? Okay.
We'll
look forward to voting on this August 8th, I believe it is.
August 8th, I appreciate that, and I'll see you all tomorrow. I'll see whoever's in City Hall tomorrow.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Bye. Thanks,
Ryan. Bye.
Okay, let's get back on schedule. Discussion Wikia Park and Ride, IGA with Deschutes County. Who wants to do this one?
I can start it off. That's fine. We all know where this place in town is. It's at the corner of Burgess and Highway 97. There's a chunk of land right now that's currently owned by Deschutes County. The city has a vested interest in maintaining that and maybe sprucing it up quite a bit, making it more attractive for the community. And you have in your packet an IGA that spells that out. Corey wanted me to mention a few things. He talked with James Lewis today, and he mentioned that the IGA will include language that if the city wants to own the property, we can go through a partition process where they would partition off part of the land towards us. Otherwise, they will maintain ownership and we will operate / maintain, including costs, except perhaps pavement and stuff of that nature. Does anybody have any comments or anything to add to this IGA? It's not set in stone. We could still work through it and add stuff to it, but sounds like something that we could roll out next month.
Okay, I'm looking to you because this is your
and
project.
You know a lot about this as well.
Yeah.
So feel free to add to it.
Well, yeah, the only reason the county's not just giving it to us is it extends across the street, across Burgess, and there's a chunk of it, and
sure.
It's just weird, and we don't know what ODOT's going to do. Maybe 10 years from now we will. I guess my only concern is that we had talked about a monument sign, a smaller one or something in that area, and if we don't own it,
makes
it we don't want to invest in money. But if we could have the option of just owning it in the future, I mean, we don't need the whole park, so we just maybe can take the park. Right? Melissa, you've been involved in this a little bit, have you?
A little bit, yeah. So the county's been playing really well with us, so mm-hmm. I think they're being, I mean, they're kind of doing the whatever you want, you know, they'll go with it. So if you like the IGA, it's there. I know there's concern about who's going to maintain and if they're going to throw any money in or not. I don't even think it's got that far. I don't know what the deal is with that. We're probably responsible for maintaining after we take over the IGA, I would assume, is what it sounded like. The monument sign, I'm sure that if we haven't done a partition or we want to do a partition or you want to do a monument sign, that can happen, and so I don't see any barriers to that.
Okay, and at one point they said since we're maintaining it, they were kicking a little dollars and cents.
has any of that been mentioned?
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything yet, but I would like to see that as well.
The language.
It doesn't address that in the IGA.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's not in the draft at all. It says they mentioned that at one point.
It says hard costs would be absorbed by the city, basically, is what it says. I would like to see maybe a little more detail on that.
It does say, though, that the county may participate in operation and maintenance of the real property, but it doesn't, again, nothing specific.
When I proposed it to the commissioners up there, I think Tammy and Henderson said that they would be willing to kick in some dollars for fence or fencing, so I just want to make sure we
keep that going.
In the forefront.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Because it needs all new fence. Unless you talk about putting some water, just fixing it up.
Help us getting it to a point to where we can maintain it.
Right. Because it does look pretty ugly up there.
The one thing, if you petition it and put a sign up there without knowing what ODOT's going to do in the future, we could have the thing in a position where they'll come in and wipe it out. So we need to be careful what we do, and I'm not so sure we wouldn't be better just to let the county own it and take over the responsibility. And if we want to put up a temporary type sign instead of a real fancy monument type sign,
right,
it would still probably accomplish what we want.
Because there's a ODOT refinement plan that's taking place right now for that area. It'd be nice to see what that entails.
Yeah, before we go ahead and,
oh, yeah,
and purchase direct it.
Erect a monument
or
sign.
Get it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I think that's part of the reason they probably put 10 years in here.
Yeah.
Sure.
My thoughts were along the same line as Dawn about, it would be nice to have a sign in that area, but, not spend a whole bunch of money on it. Just something that identifies it and identifies it as part of the city or something would be.
The first thing is getting it look nice.
Right, that's important.
Yeah, we don't want to claim it till it looks nice.
Exactly.
And if it's a nice sign, if it's a nice little asset, make it to where it's movable.
Right.
Not a permanent structure.
Yeah.
Well, even the sign that they put out here that's a temporary sign, if that sign was put out there, it would be an attractive sign.
It did look pretty good.
Well, and I want to tell you, when we had cleanup weekend and I went up there and mowed, I was shocked the number of campers, boats that stop through there on a Saturday. I mean, it's just solid traffic. So that would look nice to be part of Lapine and have it look nice and,
exactly,
headed towards the lakes and for hunting or whatever,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of potential right there for that site.
Any other questions on this? Stu, Greg, nothing?
I'll save it for when we get the property.
You what?
I'll save mine for when we get the property.
Another flagpole?
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
That one out there.
That's his. He's actually going to take that one.
Okay, so we'll be voting on that one.
I think before we vote for sure, we ought to get the money included.
I don't know if
Don't you think?
Well, it'd be nice to have something mentioned.
Yeah, if they agreed to it at once, I just say, well, hey, what happened to the agreement we had that you might donate to maintenance of that property or improving it?
Well, yeah, or a one-time $10,000
Be nice to have put in.
Pass that along to Corey or whoever powers may be.
And then we'll pass it probably to James Lewis and see where he goes.
Because he's all for it, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to add, he's a great guy to work with up there. Okay, so we'll be voting on that too. No other questions? Okay, let's move on to the discussion on priorities of League of Oregon City's legislative agenda.
This was your homework.
My
your top four.
I had my. Well, we actually agreed, I thought, in our meeting to do
two.
Two top, two bottom, and then we
two
would
top,
kind of. Somebody was going to be Vanna and write them out so we knew where everybody was.
Somewhere for a total.
Yeah.
The meeting minutes are 4 and 4, but.
That makes more sense, too.
I think that's what the ballot asked.
The ballot asks for 4-4, but we left the meeting saying that each counselor would come up with 2 and 2, so that we could combine them and end up with 4.
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
You want me to get the easel?
That would probably be helpful.
Any discussion on AM while we're waiting? Any comments?
Some are really stupid.
I was surprised to see some of them on there.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, give me a break.
Well, you can go first, because I don't want mine to be the stupid one.
Oh, no. In that case, they wouldn't be.
They're all very specific.
Now you're in trouble, Steve.
I am.
Lodging tax definition broadening. It's like, it's an exciting one.
This?
Hey, that was
kind of nice. You like
that list? Well, what?
Can you just rest it in a chair, Holly? Or
I mean, it's just very specific.
Yeah. Hold on.
Did you mean it? No, I thought it was one of mine. But I was in
it. PERS report. Ooh, that's a big one.
There we go.
You know, I don't mind going first if Stu doesn't want to or somebody.
I was just waiting for them to get the
thank you.
Banner board up.
Who's writing?
All right.
Well, then we're
going to ask.
Okay.
One that okay.
So you're doing two good, two bad.
I'm going to name my two good, and then everything else is impertinent to me. The first one is local control over speed limits on city streets.
Ooh,
this is not very big, sorry.
So that's K for the record.
Oh,
K.
So,
okay.
Yeah, K.
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 K. And tobacco or Z, tobacco sales share increase.
Tobacco taxes. Mm-hmm. That'll work, Bill.
Do you want to go, Don? You said you had yours.
Yep.
I don't care.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Well, I thought number one is PERS, and the reason that I put that down is because it affects all of our taxes, it affects our schools, and the amount of money. Yeah, is P.
It's actually, there's two of them, so that's why I was like, wait, before you say anything.
And I think it's something that affects every single citizen in the state, and it makes a lot of difference here in our schools and how much money the schools have to come up with for that. And the other one was G, comparable cities.
Was what?
G,
comparable cities.
City comparable for compensation.
Right. Yep.
Are we doing bottom two?
Well,
wait, do you have bottom two?
Or are we doing the top?
Oh, the bottom two too also. Well, I thought carbon cap E was or F. I mean, is, I didn't see where it would affect us any. And V, small city area cell development.
Small area.
Was
that B?
That was
V is Victor.
Craig, want to go next?
Yeah, PERS reform, O. And infrastructure, financing, and resiliency,
that one.
I.
What was that?
I. It was
that. Infrastructure, financing, and resilience. You put infrastructure.
I just picked two, top two.
Okay. You didn't put any of the negative ones either?
No. I heard two.
Two positive, two negative, but that's okay. I had L, lodging tax definition broadening. And the reason I had that is because of the tourist industry. And I liked the fact that by broadening the definition, we can use tourist dollars for repairing our streets, so we don't end up in a situation like Bend ends up in, where they're getting a ton of tourist dollars, but they can't use it for any repairs whatsoever. And M, mental health investment, because I believe that's where a lot of our crime and homelessness and a lot of other things come from. And my note went away and I can't remember my negatives, but I think one of them was carbon, the same one as Dawn had, F. And the other one, I thought was T, right away, and franchise fee authority. Did you have any?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need your opinion because we all got different ones.
Well, let me chime in on bottom two. At least F, that carbon cap. I would think that'd be pretty low on my list. At least that one.
So I know on Dawn's you have it as E, it's actually F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, F.
Yeah, right there, yeah. There you go. And you have it, you just put it on Craig's E too.
There
we
go.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Did you have another bottom one?
No.
No?
No, that one rings a bell.
Mine is local speed for city streets. And I didn't go with PERS because I know that's going to be on there and they never get anything done anyways.
Exactly.
Local speed for city, which one is that?
K.
K.
K. Okay.
And then the mental health one.
So M.
And carbon tax would be a negative one, and basically all the rest. I'd want to say PERS, but I don't want to go that far. No. It's just like, but they've had PERS on the agenda, and it's ate up all the time, and they never do anything. It's very important, I'll agree with you guys, but nothing, they can't, it's basically their hands are tied, they can't do much.
So it looks like
I'm going to do it.
Two for K and two for M.
Two M's, two K's, two P's.
I like that L.
Where's two
I
P's?
Really do. That was, if we would
have
gone.
Craig's got PERS, but she's got
O or P.
Yeah,
one was O.
One was the
L was the lodging tax one. And that was, if we'd gotten four, that would have been one of mine. And I think that's important.
So is there a, you guys want to talk about maybe either P or O, if there's a one of the PERS that's more
to me,
important?
It's the same thing.
PERS reform and PERS unlimited liability revenue stream dedication?
PERS needs to be reformed. You know,
it does.
Top to bottom. You know, top to bottom.
But like Dennis stated,
it still needs to be reformed.
Yes, and you can repeat it, and nothing's ever going to happen. It's gone to the Oregon Supreme Court.
Nothing can be retroactive in any of it. So whoever in it now, they can change the people coming into it. That's the only reform they can ever make, which they need to do. But anybody that's in the system, you can't retroact anything. It's there to stay. And that's gone to the Supreme Court. They can't change it.
Still needs to be reformed.
Yeah. but would you waste money on it? Because basically that's what we're asking the League of Oregon Cities to do.
It needs to happen. And the Oregon isn't the only one. They've all gone down the same road. Illinois, other states have the same problem, and it needs to be fixed.
But do you want your tax money going for that?
It needs to be fixed.
Okay.
I'll change mine to number two, or number L instead of per. I mean, I still think PERS is important. I really do. But I think that lodging tax thing is important too, because people are getting away with a lot of that. Plus, we have no way of using it except just to promote tourism, and all that does is bring more people in and cause more damage to our roads.
So now we have three. We have K, M, and L.
Okay, we got two K's.
Two L's.
So we need a four. So we have Z, G, G, O, and I.
Well, that's okay. There's only one Z.
Well, there's only one of all of this.
One of all those.
Tobacco sales was one of them, I thought, because I was surprised that if I was to vote on another one, because I was surprised at how low it was, and it's basically adding taxes to tobacco sales, and I thought that that was a good one. Of the ones that are up there.
Okay, so we're going to go with K, that's got two.
So
we're
why
going
you
to go with M, that's got two.
And we need two more.
M and L.
And we need...
No, we have two of M and two
of L. We have two L's.
Okay.
So we just need one more.
And two, yep.
There we go.
Anybody want to change their one to go to either tobacco sales, comparable cities, infrastructure?
Infrastructure.
I guess that's it. Both of mine are in, so I can't change.
Both of mine are in, so I can't change.
what's
wastewater technical assistance programs? Good one.
Publish change. Infrastructure. Change that to lodging tax.
That one's already in.
No, so
it'd be tobacco sales.
Tobacco sales.
Sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Change.
Yeah.
I'll just cross that off.
Yeah.
Okay, so that gives us four.
So now we need four negative, and we only have
one.
K, L, and what?
A popular one.
We have K, M, L, and Z.
K, M?
Yes.
L and Z.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a T, right?
Right
away franchise.
Can you see
that?
Yeah, it's T.
Carbon F is definitely in.
Okay.
Circle out, maybe, yeah.
So we have three up there.
Mine, she didn't put mine on.
Yes, she did. Okay. It's right there. It was carbon tax.
Yeah,
did you have another one?
Huh?
Did you have another negative?
No.
He said all the rest.
Well, you don't have to do four. You can go with three.
Well, somebody put down small city cell development, so let's go with that.
Go with that.
And then the right-of-way franchise.
And then one. What's the bottom one there?
Right-of-way
franchise.
Yeah. I mean, there's three of them.
Yeah.
Oh, the speed cameras. That was another one I was looking at for negative. Well,
yeah.
Seriously?
Well, we've already got them.
Yeah.
Well, there's only three. We need four.
Three, four. Okay, throw that in there.
Yeah, speed cameras.
So speed cameras is W. Well, it's not. It's just going for legalizing speed cameras in places other than intersections.
What about the wood smoke reduction program?
Well,
we got
we've
done.
Got that problem
right
now.
Okay, that went a lot faster than I thought it would. Cool. Everybody happy?
Yeah.
Okay. If not, too bad. Yes. Wow. Okay. So we got that one done. Woodwork done. Economics done. Okay, the discussion on special city allotment street grant and proposed project. That's just, you're going to do that?
Melissa's got this one.
So this grant came across my desk and showed it to Corey. And it looks, Eric, our city engineer, is very familiar with this grant. Yeah, apparently he does with the sisters a lot. Pretty simple application. Basically one page, and most of it's going to be done by Eric because he has to engineer the drawings, like you see. So so what we're proposing to do is use the, you can have $100,000, and it's for cities under 5,000. And so we're proposing to finish out that 4th Street infrastructure, so 4th Street down to Morrison, and then do the alley, pave the alley, so that future development can start using the alley and have access. The only caveat is the road is supposed to be in our jurisdiction. And so we're right now working with the county to get a letter saying that they're ready to turn over 4th Street from 97 to Morrison to us upon when we say they'll turn it over to us if they'll give us the money. ODOT's kind of funky about it. They're not sure that'll work, but we're going to try it. If nothing else, we will do the alley, and we might even do further up the alley because we do have jurisdiction over that. But we just wanted to put this in front of you, get your buy-off, make sure you're okay with this, that you like it. It actually improves pedestrian connectivity. It's providing on-street parking.
I was just a little confused about the alley, but I mean, I get the sidewalks, but why did you pick that, the alley there?
Because it was just part of the continuation and the alley for when we go to do, you know, the redevelopment of downtown. Alleys are important and it's not paved now and we can require access off it when businesses come in. And we do own it, so that's an easy sell to ODOT for the funds. The $100,000 is, we actually have jurisdiction over the alley, so.
Okay, let everybody else say, Greg, what do you think about anything?
Chance of paving an alley. We get a little bit of money. But, you know, how much difficulty do we expect on 4th Street? You know, if we don't own that right now, right? It's county.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you think it will fly?
Or we can just only try.
Don?
I think we ought to try for the 4th Street too. And if we can't get it, then go ahead and do the cap, the alley.
Well, just to be clear, we were proposing both. The money would actually pay for both sections.
Same time, simultaneously.
Yeah, so.
So you would have two grants then?
No, one grant.
But it covers two different sections.
It covers this project. So if they say no, then it's a no. We're going to try to finagle it where they'll say yes because they know the county's going to work with us and give us some. I mean, we know ODOT understands our position that we're in. We don't own our streets, but we have control over them. And one of the words is control. So we're trying to, we're doing everything we can to convince ODOT that this is in our control and that we can get the street if we have to be, you know, it's okay. Not like we'll never get in. We don't have jurisdiction. So
I understand.
We're doing everything we can to make that happen.
Stu?
Well, when I heard 4th Street, my thought is, okay, if the county gives us 4th Street, what's next?
Well,
are they going to want us to take everything?
And that's,
they know that we're doing this for a grant.
Well, I know that. But
yeah, and they know we
can. You know, that's kind of what they've been asked for us to do for.
Well, maybe just could be branded as a start.
Well, and that's the other twist we could put on it is that this is the beginning of us taking responsibility for the roads. So it's a kind of a show of good faith.
If you see us urbanizing things this way, I think the county's going to see the need for us to take over those portions of the roads that we're urbanizing. Just
now,
like we're doing here.
As far as the alley goes, I guess I'll have to state something here. You know, that's behind a project that I'm involved in. And I did bring this to the city because in other cities where I have lived, alleyways were the main source of service deliveries. So that's where everything went in the city, was in the alleys. And it just makes sense to do that. When I found out that that was owned by the county, I went to the county and the county said, well, we'll talk to the city. And now the city says, okay, well, let's make that a service alley. And it's not just in this block, but it would be in every block. And it's actually plotted on the county maps as an alley. And it runs from the Park and Rec District all the way down to Huntington and Highway 97.
It's just an
alley plotted in there.
The bank and everybody
else has
moved into the alley.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. After you and I talked the other day, I looked at the bank there, and it's got its part of its building on the alley.
And including the telephone company and St. Vincent de Paul.
All
so,
of them.
You know, it was my thought, well, if we could And the project I'm involved with was willing to pay for that. But then I approached the city and we discussed it and everything. So I'm, you know, I guess I'm going to have to back out from further discussion on this and actually voting on it, because it does affect.
Okay, my questions are, everything lines up with what we're doing at the transit center?
Yes.
I mean, so a similar look all the way through.
Continuity.
You know, this is a little bit more curvy than the transit.
Well, the drawing, okay, these aren't, like, that's not the drawing he's actually, this was a quick one we did, the drawing packet.
But everything's going to match the transit.
It's going to exactly match the streetscape on the other side, yeah.
And the road will be the same width as by the transit and everything else?
Yeah, and on-street parking, the same, yep.
And to what extent were you going to do the alley? Like?
The one block.
Just the one block? Were you going to blacktop it, or?
Yeah, full pavement.
Asphalt. And Eric is doing right now, he's running numbers, because that's part of the grant, is we have to run the numbers of how much it's costing.
Right.
If he runs the numbers and it comes out less, we'll propose the next block up to do that alley too. So it's just a matter, he's right now, this is what we came up with real fast in his head, calculating numbers.
Okay.
He's going to start really getting into it, so if that changes, I'll definitely update you at the council meeting.
And what if it's a lot more, then you're just going to back off?
Well, yeah, and we just, yeah. But he thinks this is, right now, what we proposed to you and what we've given you is definitely within the grant scope of $100,000.
Okay.
So.
One question too, just because it's come up prior, that is there a plan for crosswalks there?
Well, no.
These are the ADA ramps.
Yeah, we proposed the ADA ramps, and then we proposed, if you see that 10-foot sidewalk connection on the other side of the street, he proposed that just so the connectivity is there. That's, the project, the scope of work would only do the sidewalk and asphalt. It doesn't do like that kind of, like, crosswalk painting and that kind of thing.
No marking.
Yeah.
Just because
you're right.
Prairie House has requested that for a very, very long time.
I've been after this council for that forever.
Well, and that would actually make it to where they... It's doable, exactly.
Yeah.
Because the reason it wasn't doable is because we didn't have sidewalks for them to do it in between. And so now that would actually make that to where
we
could.
And that's just paint. And we can go to the county and ask for that. Yeah. It would also be another thing where the county would either, if they give us that portion of the road, then we can do it. If they... You know, if the ODOT gives it and we haven't really worked that out, we can.
You could add that in your grant report that we're trying to get that Prairie House, you know, which is a senior living facility.
Yes, we are adding, that's part of it.
Okay.
Yep, connectivity and crossing, pedestrian safety.
And who have you talked to at the county so far? Anderson?
Chris Doty.
Just Chris?
Mm-hmm. He's the one that said he'd write us a letter, so.
Okay.
So we gain ownership of the alley, how are we fixed for maintaining streets?
We already have the alley.
So, okay, and we'll be picking up maybe the ownership of 4th Street?
Possibly.
So, do we have the wherewithal to maintain that much street? Do we maintain any streets?
We don't maintain any streets. We pay the county to maintain any streets.
But owning one, will that change anything?
Well, according to the county, and correct me if you talk to them differently, even if we take over the streets, we're going to have to pay them to maintain them. We don't have plows, we don't have...
Or we'll pay our contractor to do it.
Yeah, it's a small section from 97 to Morrison. It's not that big a chunk to chew up right now as just a project, you know.
Alleyway will be a little trickier to plow, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Streetscape.
Well, and if we did get ownership, would it just be in front of...
It'd be the whole street.
It'd be from 97 to there?
To Morrison, yeah.
So then we'd be looking at maintaining the bus parking and stuff like that, which could get...
We own the alley. We own the alley, huh?
We have the alley. We have jurisdiction over alleys, yeah.
This alley situation, what's that going to do down the road if we want to extend those alleys? And we find that we have businesses in town that have encroached on the alleys and built there. And evidently, somewhere or another, they've got permits to build where they're at. What happens then? I mean, is the city going to try to say, hey, you're on our property, you're going to have to move?
when you say the city.
Well, they own.
Yeah, that's a policy question for you. I'm not going to go tell anybody to move their business, right? I mean, unless the city council directs me to. But you're right, there is some encroachment there, and I don't know how bad. I don't know if it's just a fence. I did not go out and
no.
To be full disclosure, I didn't even know about Stu's previous.
I didn't.
Questions with the council. I wasn't even here then, so.
I wasn't trying to say that you as the planner for the city is going to do anything. I'm thinking, what is the council going to do?
Well, that would probably have to be a case by case.
That's going to be a discussion, yeah.
Yeah, because if we've authorized it.
The bar. Lapine Inn.
It's kind of why, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're you know, yeah, they weren't even encroaching. I mean, it's just telling them that they can't park out front. I have not gone down there. I've looked at it. I walked the alley, but I didn't sit there and stare and think how much is it a building or they just build a fence or do they have it? You know, I didn't really go look at that part because we weren't discussing that.
Banks got parking
yet.
On the fence, which
yeah.
is no big deal.
And we haven't discussed that far up the alley yet.
You know,
so.
St. Vincent de Paul, they just use it for their back entrance.
Yeah.
Another example is the Johnson Building. That's sitting in the middle of the street.
J.C. Johnson Building. Yeah.
I have an update on that too later.
Oh God.
That'll be years down the road, I think, before
yeah.
we get to that.
But yeah, so just kind of get your buy off and what you think, and if you know it's yay or nay for you guys, if
well,
you want us to go for it and
this
try.
Whole area is going to build up, so I think it's a great idea. But yeah, we'll everybody can think about it more or discuss it, and we'll.
When's the?
I had happen in by August 1st. So it's.
Oh, so you can't
yeah.
wait till the next meeting?
No.
You don't need a vote on it. You can just, our recommendation is all you want.
A nod, yeah, you're okay with it. Because when the grant comes in, you have to approve.
I'd say since it's a grant, it's not costing the city any money except a little time, go for it.
Right.
Go for it.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Connie says go for it.
Yeah.
Stu's thinking go for
he
it.
Can't.
Oh, he can't say
I'm not going to say
it. He can't say.
You could smile or not smile.
I'm just going to eat my cookie.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so try to get it. Work it out.
Right.
See what happens. Okay, next one. Well, the invitation to bid or the forest fuel reduction service?
Yes, I can go on that one. So we've got property out to the east, specifically where a lot of our wastewater improvements are going to be going over to. There has been a concern with fuel reduction over there, and we've invited, and Corey went on a tour over there with Oregon Department of Forestry with a gentleman named Boone Zimmerly, and they went around, drove around the whole property looking at 470 acres that we currently own and ways to try to mitigate some of the fuels reduction. And the best way to do that is the invitation to bid, just because we have to do this process because of the amount this bid could be. So that's why you're seeing this invitation to bid instead of just an RFP or other natures of ways to do that. If there's any specific questions, you see the invitation to bid in here, feel free to ask.
Stu, you start this off.
I'm just, you know, it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
It's needed it forever. So I'm glad to see that we're moving forward with it. Because if I remember right, this was some of the property we talked about using for expansion.
It's possible. A lot of it.
If at some time in 10 years we needed to expand. Okay.
And there's areas in there right now currently a lot of people are squatting and stuff, and there's a lot of fire concern with that.
Nope.
When you open up areas, it kind of limits that
yep.
kind of activity.
I'm in favor.
It sounds like a lot of the people who have expressed interest have a lot of interest in the timber that's there, too. So we could probably strike a fairly decent deal based on that.
Okay. Cool.
I was actually going to ask for an update on the homeless situation in there.
Nobody in there.
Nobody's in there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's good. Since
no,
we tagged
no,
it,
they've
right
all moved.
Well,
they just moved up.
We blocked all the roads going into it, basically. Most of them.
The veterans go out to the forest land, and there's probably 75 people out there. So all we did was shove them further in.
I've just seen people walking out there recently.
I've been in there recently. They could be off to the south more, possibly.
Last couple of weeks.
They're out south, east.
That track that we own, though, I don't think there's been too much activity.
No.
But they went somewhere else, obviously.
So that's straight up Reed Road is where you're talking about, yeah. So I've been seeing people walk up Reed Road. That's why I was, okay.
Yep.
I just talked to a band of brothers, and they go out there now and then. There's veterans out there, and there's probably 75 people out there. All we did was push them, which
I know,
that's a bad subject to bring up to me, because I think it's the most ridiculous thing there is just shove them from one place to the next.
Which is why mental health is high
exactly.
on the list.
So, anyways, we'll have to vote on this anyway, so... Don, you have anything, sir?
Well, I talked a little bit to Corey about it. We were talking about it, and he said basically what Jake just said, that there's a good possibility that we could make a profit out of it from the sale of the timber on
timber.
So in that regard, I think it's an excellent reason to move forward on it.
Move forward on it.
Okay. Well, we'll have to wait till August 8th to vote on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we, I think that's what the whole plan was, to try to make a little bit of money on it.
Yeah.
You know. We'll see. Okay, no other questions?
We'll bring that up. That means that they'll go ahead and put this in the paper.
We gotta vote on it.
Before you do it.
We gotta vote on it August 8th, and then we can put it in,
okay.
out for invitation to bid.
Okay.
This is just a work session today. We can talk about it.
Okay, and this is a, okay, any other questions on that one? Most of these things we're just gonna have to vote on next time, so. Let's go on to the USDA loan resolution form.
For water, wastewater?
Yeah, that must be yours, Jake.
Yep. So basically, in a nutshell, this is just a formality that USDA has. I looked back at some of the records from Kim Young, our USDA representative. The city has already approved the resolution authorizing the issuance of the water and wastewater bonds, but these forms are USDA specific loan resolution forms that we require for our file. So it's just keeping the process going.
Paperwork.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, with grants and funds.
Those.
Just another piece of paper that has to do in the file.
If there's anything that red flags as you look through it, feel free to ask us, and I'll relay it to Kim Young, because that's her, you know, wheelhouse.
Yeah. We've already signed the approval, and we just have to jump through the hoops.
Yep.
We'll have to vote on that too.
Mm-hmm.
On August 8th.
August 8th. Okay. And there'll probably be more of these.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yep.
As
just getting started.
As it moves ahead. Yep. Okay.
As you can see, you signed some checks on some of the grant money that's going out already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's CDBG grant funds right there.
Big check.
Okay, any other comments on that one? Okay, we'll move on to other matters, and I wanted to bring that one up for an executive session. Would council be, I wanted to talk about, let's see, I probably shouldn't say names. I want to talk about some of our contracts, certain things that I think the council needs to be addressed and aware of. And it has to be done in an executive session. So I'm asking for an executive session, and if everybody's in agreement, then we got to pick a time.
I have no problem with it.
No problem with it.
Just don't do it on Sunday.
Okay, and what's a good time for everybody? Before a meeting, or, I mean, staff's not going to be involved, it's just going to be council.
I mean, you're all here for August 8th.
We're here for August 8th, or we could do it in the morning sometime, if anybody wanted in mornings, or...
How long is it going to take? Is this something that's going to take an hour or 2 hours,
hour,
or...
Probably an hour.
Probably an hour?
I just feel the council needs to know some deals.
It
shouldn't be just me, and it's not something you should be talking about
I can do 5 p.m. on August 8th. I'm going out early.
Okay. Does everybody agree yet?
August 8th.
We have a council meeting at 6. I
so you want to do it before that?
That's preferable.
If it goes longer, we could push back a little bit. Council session.
That's fine. I'm good.
Right now, I think I can do it. I've got a few things. August is going to be a disaster for me.
Okay.
But right now, okay.
Do you see a clear date in that whole month?
That's always works out the best for an executive session is to have it before.
Yeah.
And you want to make 2 trips here, Don?
I'll make an extra effort to be here.
Okay, thank you, sir. okay, let's, we'll have an executive session.
5 p.m.
August 8th, 5 o'clock. And it's just going to be council. Okay. Public comments. You two, you fall asleep yet, or Mr. Harper, nothing?
Colleen?
Nothing? Okay. Colleen's been giving me a hard time over not involving travel enough.
Oh, where is it? I see on summer vacation.
So I didn't have to worry about that this time, but
I'll
try to make an attempt to include him more. Staff comments. Let's start with you, Jake. Anything?
You bet. So I'll update you on the fire district board meeting I went to last week, 2 weeks ago. It was all gone by so fast. Big topic I brought up was fireworks. So we got exactly a year from now till July 4th almost, right? It's getting lesser as we speak. They're on the same page with us to do something about fireworks. Not just specifically illegal fireworks. Their stance would be ideally no fireworks inside the city limits, which some cities have gone that road before. And we come up with some ideas. Okay, if we're gonna say no fireworks inside the city limits, maybe we collaboratively come together and donate money towards the display and make it even better. Say, hey, this is what we're doing. We're taking away fireworks for recreational, but we're gonna have our display and we're gonna donate a certain amount of funds for that. It was a good gesture. Something we talked about.
Oh.
They're very adamant about having no fireworks and they would be supportive of that. They said, ideally you make it a Deschutes County decision where Deschutes County could, but
let's worry about our town.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll worry about our city first.
So that's.
Did they say anything about enforcement?
Yeah, enforcement's the biggest problem, right?
Because the fire department would actually have some authority to do that.
The sheriff's office.
Yep. Basically, any of their enforcement falls under the Oregon Department of Forestry or Deschutes County.
Okay.
Law enforcement.
That's going to be the only problem with the whole thing.
Have we got any opinion from the sheriff's office about it?
They didn't have.
I don't think we've approached them yet.
We haven't.
Okay.
We could do a drone show instead of doing a fireworks show.
Yeah.
That's the new thing that's coming out in fireworks. It's all going drone.
Well,
there was a drone flying over the house on the 4th of July videoing everything. So
all the Olympics fireworks shows were done with drones.
Got good pictures of it.
Yeah.
We actually talked about it for quite a while there. It was a pretty good topic.
Cool.
They said we should do ice cream instead of fireworks. And do fireworks.
Of course
they did. Do fireworks for New Year's or something.
Well, I think we ought to reach out to the sheriff's department.
Yes.
And we got to check into enforcement, because a lot of times people ordinance are and there's no enforcement on it.
Right.
So let's reach out to them. We got a year, so let's just keep it in the
Keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
We talked about doing some public education too, where we maybe had an article in the Newberry Eagle and stuff like that, just talking about it. Unfortunately, you get a lot of tourists that come into town that week, and they may not be up to date on what's going on in Lapine. But
education.
Yep. Also, you saw this in the budget document. Talked about septic tank RFP coming out. My pilot program that I'm going to try to roll out this summer. Public Works Committee is definitely on board with it. Their stamp of approval. You're going to probably see that come out an RFP and possibly a contract in the next month or two. from that. So be prepared to see that start rolling out. Okay. And that's all I got. There's a lot of stuff going on. Polish is getting ready to push out their new phase of Crescent Creek. They should be clearing some trees this probably in the next few days, tomorrow.
Got their equipment parked out there now.
Yep.
Melissa, your turn.
So I have an update on the Parks and Rec meeting they held on last Thursday. Their big three topics were they're discussing a 22 cent levy on the ballot in November.
For their taxes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to be raised?
Some income for operating or maintenance or something. I'm not up on the whole thing, but it looks like they're going to succeed and actually get it on there. So the second thing was their archery club is proposed to utilize part of the 150 acres and have like an archery, my mind just went like
shoot range.
Yes.
Range.
3D maybe targets and some competitions and stuff out there. Also, we'll put in probably 5 miles worth of trails, so we'll have walkable trails. There's several other groups that have come forward and want to help and be involved and utilize it also. So it looks like that, like, I think it's 60 acres or something, is going to be well utilized and all volunteer maintained. So, let's see. They're still trying to decide, are waiting for the insurance company to get back to them on something to do with the JC building. I'm not sure if they're waiting for how much they're going to get, but it's looking like if they get enough, they might just bulldoze the building and then put it all into the second floor of the Parks and Rec building, community building, because it's already stubbed out and everything's there. They just don't have it in, so they're waiting on that. As far as planning, we had the public open house for the grant, code assistance grant, last night. It was pretty well attended. It was went well. And then the next step will be to have a joint meeting with you all, the City Council, the Planning Commission, and the Advisory Committee. And that'll probably be in August. So you'll have, yeah.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Well, they're on a timeline to get us
right,
the code,
yeah,
because the money's gone, you know, running out. So you will have that joint meeting in August sometime. I'm not sure when. They do a good job of presenting it well and getting it through. It won't be a waste of your time, but I'm excited for you all to see it and get your feedback. So, meanwhile, if you want to look through it, it's on our website, the first draft, and they're making some changes. You're going to get the second draft with those changes, but if you want to go ahead and look through it, or if you want just a overall, I can do that for you too. So,
you might want to try and plan that meeting before the 25th of August. I'll be gone from the 25th.
Okay.
So.
Where?
It's bow season, darling.
If that's your only date.
Well,
not in range.
You know, like it's not terrible if somebody has
to miss
a meeting now.
I have barely missed any meetings
ever. I know you have. I never did do it till I got sick and I missed a couple of them, but I felt guilty afterwards, but we really shouldn't feel that way.
Life goes on.
You know, life goes on. We still have a quorum. Somebody
But you know, just in making sure that we have a quorum, I just want to make everybody aware that I will be gone.
Right.
So
that's
if somebody else is planning on being gone, we may have an issue, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure it's planned for before then.
Okay.
I'll be gone too.
Okay.
I would have been gone.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, yes.
That's all you have? Nothing
did
else?
You want more?
if you got more,
it.
Say it.
No, that's it.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, we're going to Holly.
Trenton emailed me and said he was sorry that he could not make it and wanted me to express his apologies to you guys that he couldn't make it tonight. It's his birthday and something came up.
Like a cake or something.
Yes.
And then, I'm sure everyone's aware about election season. Just remember to get the word out. I've only had one person submit an election packet thus far, so we're gonna have vacancies. Yeah,
just one.
Mm-hmm. So spread the word.
Have you checked on the policy?
What policy?
If we don't have anybody run for mayor.
I haven't. I know Corey was going to look into it. At least that's my understanding. I'll talk to him about it when he gets in tomorrow.
I know a couple of people that are probably...
For mayor?
When's the last date?
So, they need to have signatures verified and turned in their complete packet with signatures certified by the county by August 28th. And the county clerk's office takes 10 days. So technically, they need to have their signatures into the county by the 17th, I think it was, 17th of August, to give them time to certify signatures and get your signatures back to you to give to us.
So you're advising everybody that they have to go
sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're being quick in the turnaround as far as once we get someone's intent to run, we process it. We can do it in the same day and then get them a letter saying, okay, you can go collect signatures now. So that part at least is quick. But
there's only
10 required?
Five's required, but we're encouraging 10 to 15.
Yeah.
Oh, because if there's people that aren't.
Yeah.
I did 5, but I didn't get on the ballot anyway, so what time?
I think I did 10, and a couple of them weren't registered voters, so
yeah,
it worked out.
That's probably why they bought that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just keep pushing ahead and see what happens.
We put it in the paper, and it's on Facebook. I'm resharing that.
Yeah.
It's on our website, so.
I'll put it on my Facebook again tomorrow.
Is it 10 business days or just 10 days for the county?
I believe it's just 10 days. However, she did say with our city, so they process them in the order that they receive them, but because we're obviously like the littlest amount that they have to verify, sometimes they can get them done in a couple of days. But I don't want to tell people that,
right. Yeah.
Because I don't want it to take 10 days and then be too late.
Right.
Okay. Anything else? Our new person? You want to say anything that how wonderful this place is?
He's not writing your script.
I am learning so much. And yes, it's great.
Okay, everything's going well. And
everything is going very well.
Holly's been a good teacher.
An amazing trainer.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Good. Glad to have
she's
you on
good
board.
Trained.
Okay. Okay. Council comments. Craig, go for it.
I received a snail mail the other day. Deschutes County wants me to be a juror from the 13th to the 24th of this August. I'm not sure how that's going to go, but that will tie me up for some period of time. Then I have a contractor lined up to put a new deck on my house. I might have to be there, so I've got to juggle that around. August is going to be busy.
Okay.
I'll try to be here.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Done.
I don't have a lot. I would like to say, though, when I ran last year, I took my packet in early, delivered it to the county clerk's office, and I got it there at 10 o'clock in the morning, and because we were early, before everything was done, when I got home that afternoon, there was a phone call from the clerk's office saying your signatures have been approved, so come and get your packet. So it pays to get stuff in as quickly as you can and get it taken care of. And like Connie said, once in a while somebody will sign that isn't qualified, so be sure you get more than is required so that you have qualified signatures. Mm-hmm. or pay the price, one of the two.
Yeah, the people that I got thought they were. So it was a surprise to them when I shared with them that they weren't.
And we ask everyone too.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else there, Connie?
That's it.
Connie?
I shared this with Jake when I got here, but I got a message from someone on Facebook asking me, it says, "Hi, Connie, I have a matter for the city. I came down 6th Street this morning, headed to the church, turning left onto the highway, and I noted that I could barely see the stop sign. The tree was more or less blocking most of it. No big deal to me. I know there's a stop there, but it could be hazardous if someone did not see it because of the tree branches. So I just made Jake aware of it. And then other than that, CYC canceled August meeting as well. So, well, it was actually Grant Writer, City Councilor and Bend Grant Writer. What is his name?
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce Abernathy. Bruce. Thank you. I couldn't come up with it. Bruce requested, and the board agreed that unless there was anything major on the agenda, that we don't have meetings just to have meetings. So we don't have meetings just to have meetings. And if anything needs to be brought to our attention, they email us.
They're switching around a lot too up there, so it's going to be.
Yeah, and you know, with Karen leaving.
Confused state right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah. And I can't remember if I reported that the branding initiative was kind of put on hold because of the switch. So, okay, I'd share that with you guys.
No word on who's going to take over for.
I have not heard anything about the executive committee is the ones right. That will go through the vote on that. But I have not heard anything. But Karen was in no hurry to leave and was willing to stay until they found the person. So. Yeah, that is, and other than what I shared earlier, then I will be gone starting August 25th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stu.
I don't think I have anything, except there's some sticks up at out here.
With fabric hanging from them?
Excuse me. Yeah, I think it looks pretty amazing out there. Can't wait for the cannon to go off.
As soon as we have the party planned, I've got the cannon scheduled.
We're getting close.
Well, okay.
Here you wanted one American flag, and we got three.
Well, that's good. No, I really don't have
any. Okay.
Our committee didn't. The SLED meeting, they're just in the planning stages for the annual luncheon, so stay tuned for more coming on that. And that's it. Thanks.
Okay.
You didn't say our laptops came
out. I guess my comments are is just all these events seem to be going pretty well this summer. I mean, got a lot of turnout. Parades, all the rodeo. Everything seems bigger and better, so that's always good. Yeah, and I just want to everybody step up to the plate, and if they know anybody that's interested in city council, mayor at all, we've got to get some candidates out here. You know, that's all. Yeah, Stu and I are going. We aren't changing. We got too many things planned.
Well, I think you're stepping down as well.
Goodbye.
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 So yeah.
Okay.
Three.
The city's not going to fall apart, so it'll be fine.
Don and I've got this.
I can just see the two of them, one of them comics, hold my beer.
All in favor of.
But I have talked to a couple people, so yeah. I don't know if they'll.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't come in.
Well, we've had several pick up packets.
Okay.
But no one's returned them.
Oh,
except for
okay.
One.
One person returned them, and I think four have picked up packets.
Oh, okay.
That's promise.
That's
better.
Sorry if I didn't clarify that.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Okay.
Okay.
So it'll be fine.
Yeah.
No sense. I'm trying not to worry, but it's hard not to. Okay, no, that's it. I think everything's going great. All the projects are going great. We'll hope that Corey gets better the next day or so, and we'll go from there. Okay, we got stuff going on with biomass still. Legends, as I see, got paper over the windows and starting.
They have stuff in
you know, they're going moving full speed ahead. That housing works out there. Every time I go in there, that just dazzles me. How much they are getting done in there.
It's moving.
It's amazing. Everything's looking good. Okay.
Is there, I'm sorry.
No.
Is there any way to put on our Facebook page, and send with all the construction in town, some a plea to our citizens to slow down? I mean, we've had, I don't know, a couple accidents. One, you know, I don't know whatever happened to the poor guy that got hit.
He was okay last I checked. He was
out. The guy said they saw him driving around the other day.
Yeah, okay. So I heard that he was.
But still, I mean, people just need to slow down in our community while we're doing all this construction.
I promised Wise Buy I'd have a thing in the morning, okay. So I'll put that on there too.
Okay, because it's just, I mean, I had one of my guys almost get hit yesterday, yeah. So.
Actually, that project's going to last smoother than I had anticipated.
I was a little disappointed to see the construction in front of the post office not using flaggers, and the flags sitting just alongside the sidewalk, and this contractor standing there staring, watching traffic.
Yeah, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
That's a county thing, so maybe if you talk to Chris Doty tomorrow, I'll say, what's the deal?
Flaggers should be flagging. They shouldn't be. It's too dangerous. They got one lane blocked, and people are coming up to an intersection. And they don't know what to do.
That's where I was waving at you, I think, this morning or yesterday, and you were just staring straight ahead.
I was paying attention to driving. I was driving.
You're trying to figure out, okay, what phone do I go into?
Exactly. They got no one out there directing it, telling you where to go.
If they don't do anything else, stand up with a sign that says slow. Yeah. They don't do anything else.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, so.
So, do you want something on Facebook, or are you going to take care of it with Wise Bikes? Because I won't unless you direct this to me.
For what?
To put it on Facebook.
People slow down.
Oh, I'll put it on my Wise Buy article. You could put it on too, but I'll put it.
Okay, as long as you guys.
I'll add it to whatever else I dream up at 4 in the morning.
I can say something to the contractors tomorrow.
Oh, okay, good.
They had flaggers a few times
today. You say so.
They had flaggers.
They started doing it.
Yeah.
But the flaggers were either sitting in their vehicles or standing there staring at the project without flags in their hands.
Yeah.
Right.
And so. You know, the speed sign out there, it's sort of lost its effectiveness where it's at. I mean, they still keep coming down there, and it can go, say you're doing 45 miles an hour, and they say, oh, I'll be darned, and just keep right on going. It's amazing how, I mean, and leaving town on either end, those cars trying to get out this intersection right out here sometime, when the people are leaving town going south, boy, those people are boiling. And if they can be 3 blocks up the street and you start to pull out, and before you get out, they're going zip right behind you.
Well, I know in the north end, the state police has been up there a lot more lately.
Oh, I can tell you, I've seen him at night pulling people over right out here.
Yeah.
Good.
You know.
Yep.
Good.
And even the semis.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Okay. Nay. Who's got a key?
You're always too late, Don.
I got one.
Let's go put this up.
Right now?
Yep.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Put up the state of the
Oh, God. Wow, so the contractor can steal it tomorrow? Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, no, they're ours.
Yeah, but they're still working on this thing.
Yeah, technically, it's still his property until he turns it over to us.
I'm sure they're waiting for their own flag.
Oh, they, I guess they're waiting. Okay.
You know, I'm sure they've got a flag ordered. They must have.
A state, you think?
Well,
I hope.
Of course.
Okay. Well,
that's what they have in the deal.
PLW-1 too. They've got to have a word. That's what was in the contract.
Pardon me. Okay. Then
I just don't want you to lose your.
I never used it.
Oh, why don't you put up another bike board?
Because Mike's down here.
Confidential. He's on the public.